Jane, you're a successful nature and travel photographer. Did you go to college to learn photography?
No, but I did study regularly under well-known professionals. When I decided that I was going to earn a living from photography, I knew the best thing was to contact photographers who were also instructors and get some private lessons with them, rather than going through a whole training course, which I thought would go over technical details I was already quite good at. My father strongly disagreed with me on this, but I still think it was the right thing to do.
What's your favourite place for travel photography?
Oh, this has to be the most difficult question in the interview. I love the desert, but I also love mountains. I love Italy, but I know I'd also love South America and other places. I think the true answer is the next place I'm going to, because each location offers an opportunity to express my feelings about it, my personal interpretation of a place. Having said that, I've often refused commissions to do winter shoots in icy conditions. They have to find someone else to do that.
What was it like in the early years when you were just starting?
Well, although I began my business in photography much earlier, it really wasn't until 2004 that I began to feel I was actually accomplishing my goals, to work on books and do magazine assignments. Those earlier years were certainly busy with work, but in an unfocused, grab-anything-that-was-offered sort of way. By 2004, I really felt I'd arrived. But it never ends, really. One project finishes and suddenly you find yourself worrying about the next one.
What do you like most about your professional life?
Being on the road and experiencing other cultures. That's what immediately comes to mind. But it's not seeing new things, really, though I love exploring. It's the constant awareness that what I'm doing will be shared with others. If it weren't for that, you know, I would often be completely alone out there with just the landscape for company.
And what's your least favourite aspect of the work?
I'm often asked whether I miss a normal life, seeing family and friends, doing the things I love, like gardening. The answer's that I don't. Being a location photographer, I'm away a lot. But it isn't hard to keep up with the people you care about if you try. Something I'd definitely avoid if I could is paperwork. Even with someone helping out, there's still a lot of organising that I have to do. Now that I'm photographing digitally, the amount of work is amazingly time-consuming.
Have you any tips for professional photographers trying to make a name for themselves?
I wish there was one key thing, one secret I could share. I'd say you have to believe in yourself. Look at the photos taken by colleagues you really admire and then ask them to comment on some of your work. That'll inspire you and motivate you. Trying to specialise helps, but you can't really do it until you've tried a number of things. Also, I've made some mistakes which others could avoid. For example, I had no business skills, so I got someone to do the management bit for me, which in retrospect wasn't such a good idea.
And finally, any advice for the amateurs who simply want to improve their photography skills?
Oh, above all, if you're learning, just remember that a good quality camera's all you need. Don't be tempted by all the publicity for the latest model which does this, that and the other and costs the earth. You need to build your skills first by taking photos on a daily basis so that the technical bits become second nature and then you'll be able to just concentrate on your compositions. There's lots of material you can read in specialist publications, which I'm reluctant to recommend because they're written with the professional photographer in mind.
Jane, many thanks for coming in today to talk to us.
Now you will hear part four again.
Jane, you're a successful nature and travel photographer. Did you go to college to learn photography?
No, but I did study regularly under well-known professionals. When I decided that I was going to earn a living from photography, I knew the best thing was to contact photographers who were also instructors and get some private lessons with them, rather than going through a whole training course, which I thought would go over technical details I was already quite good at. My father strongly disagreed with me on this, but I still think it was the right thing to do.
What's your favourite place for travel photography?
Oh, this has to be the most difficult question in the interview. I love the desert, but I also love mountains. I love Italy, but I know I'd also love South America and other places. I think the true answer is the next place I'm going to, because each location offers an opportunity to express my feelings about it, my personal interpretation of a place. Having said that, I've often refused commissions to do winter shoots in icy conditions. They have to find someone else to do that.
What was it like in the early years when you were just starting?
Well, although I began my business in photography much earlier, it really wasn't until 2004 that I began to feel I was actually accomplishing my goals, to work on books and do magazine assignments. Those earlier years were certainly busy with work, but in an unfocused, grab-anything-that-was-offered sort of way. By 2004, I really felt I'd arrived. But it never ends, really. One project finishes and suddenly you find yourself worrying about the next one.
What do you like most about your professional life?
Being on the road and experiencing other cultures. That's what immediately comes to mind. But it's not seeing new things, really, though I love exploring. It's the constant awareness that what I'm doing will be shared with others. If it weren't for that, you know, I would often be completely alone out there with just the landscape for company.
And what's your least favourite aspect of the work?
I'm often asked whether I miss a normal life, seeing family and friends, doing the things I love, like gardening. The answer's that I don't. Being a location photographer, I'm away a lot. But it isn't hard to keep up with the people you care about if you try. Something I'd definitely avoid if I could is paperwork. Even with someone helping out, there's still a lot of organising that I have to do. Now that I'm photographing digitally, the amount of work is amazingly time-consuming.
Have you any tips for professional photographers trying to make a name for themselves?
I wish there was one key thing, one secret I could share. I'd say you have to believe in yourself. Look at the photos taken by colleagues you really admire and then ask them to comment on some of your work. That'll inspire you and motivate you. Trying to specialise helps, but you can't really do it until you've tried a number of things. Also, I've made some mistakes which others could avoid. For example, I had no business skills, so I got someone to do the management bit for me, which in retrospect wasn't such a good idea.
And finally, any advice for the amateurs who simply want to improve their photography skills?
Oh, above all, if you're learning, just remember that a good quality camera's all you need. Don't be tempted by all the publicity for the latest model which does this, that and the other and costs the earth. You need to build your skills first by taking photos on a daily basis so that the technical bits become second nature and then you'll be able to just concentrate on your compositions. There's lots of material you can read in specialist publications, which I'm reluctant to recommend because they're written with the professional photographer in mind.
Jane, many thanks for coming in today to talk to us.
That is the end of part 4. That is the end of the test.